Bobcast. Episode 40. One time for your man. 40 more times. I don't know what I'm saying. It's not really English. But we're here, guys. We're here. We're alive. Johnny Five. For episode 40 of the Chetty Bobcast. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in. If you're new to the podcast or Bobbycast or whatever we call this fucking thing, subscribe to however you're listening. If it's Apple Podcast, if it's Spotify, if it's YouTube, whatever it is, the correct thing to do is motherfucking subscribe. Do you hear me? Okay. I love y'all. Yeah, it's been a weird, wild 2021 so far. We kind of talked about that briefly on the last episode where we had, the whole deal with the Capitol, and now they've banned Trump on every single platform possible. I don't even think he can create a MySpace account or, a Vine or Tinder. I don't think he can do anything. I don't even know if he can get on the internet. They're trying to remove him from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. It's beyond ridiculous. Like, he's about to be out of there and out of everybody's hair, and y'all can have y'all's way for 4 years and charge $5 a gallon for gas or whatever's going to happen. All politicians are crooked. You know what I'm saying? Democrat, Republican, Independent, fuck it. There's my political stance. They all fucking suck and they all lie to us. Chetty Bobby. Chad, you're coming in hot there 2 minutes in. Don't you worry about it, all right? It's been a slow week at work, man. I'm not mad at that, to be honest with you. We are in a zone when it comes to the music, guys, gals. We are knocking it out of the park right now. We got about 9 songs finished. We've done 6 in the past 10 days. We're really in a zone. We've got the Patience single, which that was the last episode title. Episode 39 was called Patience, available on all streaming platforms. Available January 22nd, which is a week from today, if you're listening to this on the release date. This is the 15th. I'm releasing another single, and it is called Twisted Tea. And that's what we're going to call this episode. Twisted Tea. We're going to continue the promotion for the music. We're working on new stuff constantly. I've got 3 or 4 more songs in the works. If we keep this work rate up, we're going to be 20, 25 songs in by the end of February. And we'll be able to start sifting through those to make the album. If this is going to go like I'm thinking it's going to go, then we should be okay. I'm excited about it, man. I'm getting some good responses from patients. It's doing well in the streams. So appreciate everybody that's ran the streams up or downloaded or, you know, however. I know that people want me to do more music videos. I never have been big on music videos. I probably should be. But I feel like I do enough video stuff. So I just like to release music. But I am going to be doing a music video probably for my intro for the album. In a couple of months, maybe. So, we're just going to keep releasing content for you, man. We probably will release another single 2 weeks from the 22nd. I'm just trying to pick and see which one. I may release a single every 2 weeks till the album drops. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about doing about 18 tracks like we did with 22. I don't know what the album's going to be called yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. I always like call... From now on, I feel like I want to call them random things like... I just want to call this one Dusty Roads, but I don't even know if you can do that. I'll probably get flagged for some shit by the WWE. But I could call it American Dream. But yeah, I love each and every one of y'all, man. I'm excited about how everything's turning out with the music. I'm glad to be back in that creative space. It's very hit and miss for me. You know, I'll go 6-7 months without writing a word down for music. And then in the last 10 days, we've recorded 6 songs. Mixed, recorded, all that in 10 days. And I've taken the last 2 days off from writing. I'm still listening to beats. I've got plenty of beats that I'm going to be, that I've already purchased for the album that I'm writing to. Some of them I may sit on for 2 years before I put something on them. It's just all about what kind of hits you at the time, you know what I mean? So that's kind of where we're at with that. But I'm really glad that everything's going the way that it's going. We just got to keep it up, and y'all just keep supporting me, and I'll keep putting that content out for y'all. We're doing daily streams on the Chetty Bobby Gaming channel of Madden. Loving that. You know, we're the Chetty Bobby 1130 YouTube channel, the main channel. We're still doing updates. I've got another collection update coming in the next week or so. Tons of horror movie stuff. About to start getting into the swing of 2021 movies. You know, stuff's finally starting to come out. January is always the slowest month for horror movies. So, and just movies releases in general. I know there's one on Netflix with Shia LaBeouf. Looks kind of like a drama. Looks like it could be pretty sad, but I do want to watch that one. I can't remember what it's called. And then there's a couple of other ones that are coming out that I do kind of want to see. January is just the toughest month. And with the COVID and everything, and then not having theaters open as far as Regal theaters, you know, there's limitations on what you can watch. You can do the pay $20 to rent a movie on Vudu for 48 hours, but I don't know. Sorry, my brother's in there. But we're getting, we're trying to make things happen, man, one way or the other. So that's all you can hope for, is, you know, we're going to get it in, son. But I love the shit out of y'all, man. This week crept up on me. I looked up. I was like, man, this is Thursday night. Why haven't you recorded your podcast? And I forgot all about it. I meant to record it yesterday, and I was so busy I didn't get to. Too busy eating the best steak I ever had in my fucking life. Me and my lady went to Safaris, which is a restaurant that used to be here, and then it went out, and then they closed it. And then years later, they opened it up in a new area, and they had the best. Look, I get a steak dinner everywhere I go that serves steak, unless it's Waffle House or Cracker Barrel or a Mexican restaurant. I'm going to get a steak because I want to see what it's talking about. I usually get my medium rare, sometimes medium. This was the best steak I ever had in my life. I'm not even lying to you. Motherfucker was busting. You hear me? Busting. It was slapping like a twisted tea can. That's what it was. I love Gatorade, man. Damn it, I love Gatorade. Shit. Yeah, dude. Oh, what's that? Dun 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 dun. NFL scores going to be quick this week. We're in the playoffs. It was wild card weekend. You had triple headers on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, you had the Buffalo Bills edging the Indianapolis Colts. The Bills tried everything in their power to give the game to the Colts, and the Colts said, no, we don't want it. Y'all have it. Buffalo wins by 3. You also had who else played on that Saturday? You had the Rams and the Seahawks. Rams won 30-20, which was a surprise to me. And Jared Goff came in. He's been injured, so their second quarterback got knocked out of the game. Jared Goff came back in, and they beat the Seahawks, man, 30-20, which was pretty wild. Hence the wild card weekend. Dad joke, gang. NFL wild card game between the Buccaneers and the Washington football team. The Cinderella story for Alex Smith came to an end. I think he was injured and didn't even play in the game. And Tom Brady and the Buccaneers won 31-23. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. So that was your games on Saturday. Then my Titans played the Ravens and just couldn't do anything on offense. We were damned and determined to run the ball on first and second down every single drive. No matter how many men they had stacked in the box, our offensive coordinator said, fuck it. We're not going to do anything different. We're going to run it right at them. And we scored 13 points. Ravens won 20-13. I can't even blame the defense. We only gave up 20 points. But we couldn't do anything on offense, man, because we our the play calling was just dog shit. King Henry still had an amazing season. A.J. Brown had an amazing season. Ryan Tannehill had a great year. It just had to come to an end. It was a lot closer than I thought, to be honest with you. I thought the Ravens were going to put up 50 points against us. But they didn't. They still won, though, so we're out of the playoffs. There's always next year. I'm interested to see what we end up doing in the draft this year. And then we have the Saints and the Bears winning. Saints won 21-9 over the Bears. So the Saints are going to move on. And then the Browns upset the Steelers. They were up 28-0. Then it was 35-10. Then the Steelers came back and made it 35-23. It looked like the Steelers were going to come back. And then Nick Chubb ran a long touchdown. It was 42-23. And then it ended up being 48-37. So that's probably going to be the last game old Big Ben plays. He had a great career. Most likely, I don't see him coming back and going anywhere else. I could be wrong. But, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Let me look at the NFL games for this week now. Okay, so we've got divisional round games on Saturday. You've got the Rams and the Packers. Of course, Packers had the bye. And then you got the Ravens and the Buffalo Bills Saturday night. At 7:15. So that's your two games this weekend. On Saturday, Sunday, you get the Browns and the Chiefs. That's going to be a shootout. Mayfield versus Mahomes. And then you've got the Buccaneers and the Saints. So that's your final eight teams, man. Rams, Packers, Saints, Bucks, Ravens, Bills, Browns, Chiefs. So that's how it's going to go, man. If I had a gun to my head, NFC, I'm going Packers Bucks in the NFC title game, Rodgers versus Brady. And then I'm going Buffalo and Kansas City. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. They're talking about maybe potentially having the Texans trading Deshaun Watson. Like, bro, y'all already shit the bed this year when you traded DeAndre Hopkins. So, for David Johnson and whatever the fuck y'all did, I don't know what y'all was thinking with that. But it is what it is, man. Can't win them all, bro. NBA, which I don't follow the NBA because I think it's a big crock of shit now. And nobody plays defense. They don't play offense. But apparently James Harden is getting traded to the Brooklyn Nets, or already did get traded to the Brooklyn Nets, which means you have James Harden, Kevin Durant reuniting, and you have Kyrie Irving. It's just NBA is nothing but a bunch of crybabies, and everybody's wanting to be super teams. Nobody stays with a team more than 2-3 seasons, and they move somewhere else. It's so hard to follow certain teams, man, because none of them stick together. That's just my opinion. Even when you watch college basketball now, bro, college basketball is trying to be the NBA, man. Nobody plays offense anymore, like runs offensive plays. It's just shoot threes. It's just all it is. It's all the game is now. And I love basketball, but it's just not fun for me to watch anymore, apparently. It's just, everything's like the All-Star game now. It's so laid back and shit. But who gives a shit what you say, Chad? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay? I'm going to need everybody to calm their damn jets. There's so much damn tension and turmoil in the world right now, and it's so annoying. And all of it's over, most of it's over stuff that none of us can have control over. Not any of us. They're trying to divide everybody. The media is trying to divide everybody. Everybody just needs to calm down, have a Coke and a motherfucking smile, and thank the Lord upstairs, if you believe in one, or thank the heck, whatever you believe in, that got you up this morning. Thank that entity for giving you another shot, and just say, we made it through 2020. Fuck. 2021 is starting out rough too, but, you know, what are you going to do, man? You going to complain and cry about it, saddlebags, or are you going to get up? You know, every day you get up is another shot, man. I just hate to see social media ruining so many – relationships with people, not, you know, like friendships and families, and it's just, it's ridiculous. My coworkers arguing over politics, man, when they don't, you're arguing over something that neither one of them truly care about the people. Whether you're left or right or in the middle, none of it matters, bro, in my eyes. But hopefully people will, I don't know, man. It's going to get worse before it gets better, I guess. But it's just, the world's become such a cancel culture. It's just, it's sad, man. It's so ridiculous. But what can you do? As long as I can still get up and go to work, make money, provide myself and people I care about, then that's all I can really ask for, man. And I'm giving a shot every day to do that, then that's all I ask for. Gas prices go up, taxes go up. What the fuck am I going to do to change it? I can't do nothing to change it. You just got to pay it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, baby? But yeah, man, I'm super high about the album, man. I'm just glad to be back doing music and glad to have that, you know, got some other things in the works with a few other artists for the album. I'm trying to keep the album the majority. It's going to be majority solo songs. I feel like, you know, if I do 18 songs, I'd like to do at least 12 solo. Maybe have 6 with features. When I say features, I mean I don't count hooks, really. I mean, I just meant like feature rap, like verses. But it's coming out good, man. Like I said, we've got the Patient single out now, and then we've got, a week from now, we've got the Twisted T single dropping, and we're just going to keep that momentum pushing. It's getting some good feedback, too. I put a 30-second snippet up on my Facebook and Instagram of Twisted T, and people seem to like it, too, so it's a completely different vibe. Patience is a real-life track. Twisted T is like a fun, like, smooth, like, you know, type of song. It's a different vibe, which is what I like to do. I like to give them different. Every time I drop a single, I don't want to drop the same type of song every time. That's because I feel like I'd rather. Some people don't like real stuff. Some people would rather just like, you know, like fun, clubby, like bars type shit. So kind of try to give the people what they want, man. I'm a man of the people, and I ain't got a fucking haircut in a fucking fortnight. When is a fortnight? Is that 2 weeks? What is that? I ain't got a damn haircut in a fucking eon. Every time I try to check into Great Clips, go fuck yourself. Every time I try to check in to Great Clips, they open at 8 a.m. You can't check in the app until 8:05. I did it 3 days last week. Or this week, whatever week it is. I don't know what week it is. I tried 3 times. As soon as it 8:05 hit and it was able to check in, I checked in, and it said an hour and a half wait the first time. The next day I did it, it said 58 minutes. And I'm doing it as soon as it hits 8:05. Third day, it said the same type thing. So I was just like, fuck all this, man. And so I checked in one of the times where it said 58 minutes because I was going to go get my haircut and run errands before that. Then I just said, the hell with it. Me and my lady went to Hendersonville, which is about 30 minutes from where I live, went to go eat and run some errands. And it said I was 58-minute wait. An hour and a half later, they send me a text message saying we're 15 minutes away from your haircut. So it wasn't a 58-minute wait. It was an hour and 58 minutes. What is going on? I mean, is there one person cutting the damn everybody's hair with their fucking hands? Not even scissors? They're just fucking using butter knives to cut people's hair? What's going on? I'm to the point where just put a bowl on top of my head and just cut around it. I've got an unintentional mohawk. We talked about it last week. But when in Rome, shit your motherfucking underwear. You hear me? When in Rome, shit all over your goddamn butt. Shit all over yourself. I love the shit out of you, man. Literally. But no, I ain't really watched any movies lately, man. No new movies. Like I said, this slow of the year. We did the 2020 countdown video, and 2021, I got a list of some stuff that I'm waiting for it to come out on digital where I can watch it and rent it on YouTube or Vudu or whatever. I'm just waiting for it to come out. I know that they're doing the reboot to Wrong Turn, which I'm a fan of the Wrong Turn horror movies. I don't know why this is getting a reboot. The first one came out like 17 years ago. It wasn't even that long ago. I don't understand that, but that's just the way that everybody is now with movies and music. They just remake everything and reboot it and rehash it and sequel it and all that shit. And I love all of it. And I hate all of it at the same time. So, when in Rome, hashtag Twisted Tea, baby. Oh, man. That boy swung that damn Twisted Tea can on that video so hard. I remember when I watched it like the day that it got popping on social media. And I was sitting there watching this fucking peeled out white dude, and I knew he was going to start dropping the N-word. Before I even clicked on the video, I saw the screenshot. I knew that's what it was going to be. I could just tell that guy, because I see those type of dudes all the time in Nashville, Madison area. Just white dudes that are always peeled out, and they still wear like Fat Farm and Echo and shit in South Pole in 2020-21. And they talk like they just talk ridiculous, and you can tell they're like super posers. And this dude was so peeled out, so drunk at the damn gas station. He just kept dropping the N-word to this guy and saying he was going to fight, saying he was going to fight. Well, finally, the black dude had just had enough, and he had a Twisted Tea in his hand, was just sitting there waiting to check out. He was being very patient and trying to not snap. And dude just, for somebody that talks as much shit as I do, that dude did not fight at all. He swung that damn can, and Ken Griffey Jr.'d his face with it. And dude was, like, stunned. Well, then he took him on the ground and punched him 3 or 4 times and stopped. I would still be punching that guy. That guy did a very good job of showing restraint, but that sound that made has went super viral, and rightfully so. That dude deserved every single bit of that fucking ass whooping he got. And it was so funny because after it was over, the other guy that was standing in line with him didn't try to help or nothing, and he just like they just walked out. I was like, God, is this just something they do? I was like, fucking idiot. People are idiots, man. He deserved every bit of that ass whipping he got, man. Salute to the dude, man. If he'd have caught a different guy on a different day, man, I could have ended him getting shot, bro. Easily. He's lucky that he just got a memes made out of him and just got his ass whipped a little bit. Because that dude could have killed that boy, man. White people, I'm going to need y'all to quit embarrassing me, okay? Stop it. We're better than that. Fucking acting like a bunch of imbeciles. Yeah, I said that. Imbeciles. Has anybody used that word since the fucking mid-80s? Probably not. But I just brought it back out. We're bringing it back. We're going to reboot it. We're going to reboot saying the word imbecile. Oh, my God. I love the shit out of you. You know what I mean? Just people are imbeciles, dude. I don't know what else to say about it. I know that, you know, there comes a time where you got to say to yourself, what am I doing with my life? And some people just are clueless, dude. They just are clueless about their actions and what they're doing. And they're clueless on top of being inconsiderate and just not caring about what people think or what people say. And it's those people that I love seeing getting the shit beat out of them with Twisted Tea cans. I watched it so many times. So many times. But yeah, hashtag Twisted Tea, man, available everywhere, all streaming platforms, January 22nd, 2021, 1/22/21. So stay tuned. This has been the Chatty Bobcast, episode 40, Sean Kemp status. What's up, Rain Man? One of the best dunkers of all time in the NBA. He got so many alley-oops from Gary Payton, bro. Sean Kemp was one of my favorite basketball players of all time. I even had the Sean Kemp Reebok shoes. They were fire. So salute to Sean Kemp. But this is hashtag Twisted Tea. This is not hashtag Sean Kemp. Episode 40. Again, however you're watching this or listening to this, thank you so much for tuning in every week. We're going to keep giving y'all weekly episodic releases, 25 to 30-minute episodes weekly. every Friday morning at 8 a.m. You're going to get these. So continue to support me, and I appreciate it. And I love each and every one of y'all, man. This is Chatty Bobby. This has been the Chatty Bobcast, episode 40, hashtag Twisted Tea everywhere, January 22nd, 2021. Love, peace, and hair grease, baby.